Now, the people of New Grange had their own government, elders and eldresses who passed the laws and made the decisions that regulated life on the hillside. They addressed all spiritual matters too, such as when, why, and how to make sacrifices to the gods. One year, as the leaves turned gold, the elders held a special meeting. The harvest had again been abundant, and as they blessed their fortune, they began to discuss in the warmth of the moment, finding a way to thank their ancestors, honoring their dead. The chief elder, his face very serious, said, "We must build something that we will be remembered for. We must build a structure that will not only respect our forefathers, but will also preserve the spirit of our people." A great meeting was called, to which almost everyone on the hillside came, but the arguments grew so heated that they had to convene again and again and again. To and fro the discussion raged. What will constitute an eternal honour, and how is it to be done? I've said that almost everyone on the hillside attended those debates. One voice didn't speak. Our wild young man stayed away. Nobody uttered surprise at his absence, and many expressed relief. They'd always found him a little odd. He didn't say much to many, but in the previous few years, they'd avoided him even further, because they'd begun to fear him. With good reason. One day he had suddenly and openly killed two men. His status as a warrior may have placed him above punishment, but his deed caused the hillside fear. Folk evaded him, didn't meet his eye, chose not to work alongside him. What they didn't know, and he never told them, was the reasons he had killed those two men.